Welcome to Student Success Stories,
hosted by Lansing Community College's Academic Success Coaching Team.
We believe in working with students to help them identify
and utilize their strengths.
We empower them to succeed at LCC
and accomplish their academic goals.
On Success Stories, we dive deeper
into the backgrounds and the stories of LCC students
and learn how they turn challenges to triumphs.
All right, welcome back to another episode on the Student Success Stories podcast, the podcast where we get to know current and former LCC students on a deeper level. I'm Laz Lane, and my co-host today is
Brendan Finnerty.
Today's guest is a current LCC student, the president of the Political Science Student Association, vice president of the Anthropology and Sociology Club, enjoys gaming, sewing, and cooking, and is also graduating this May with not one, not two, but three associate degrees. Today's special guest is Abby Gaskell. Welcome, Abby.
Welcome, thank Abby. We're going to get right into some serious topics. We know cooking was one of your interests, and so on a very serious note, we just want to start off with, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
That's a good question. I have had escargot, and that was pretty interesting.
Mm. Where?
So I had it once on Mackinac Island, and then once again in Alaska.
Okay. Any things you remember thinking going into that experience?
I remember thinking that my dad told me it was really good, and then feeling betrayal afterwards.
Okay. We can work with that.
Dang.
I'm sure anyone who's gotten into eating or trying that has probably felt something similar about people.
He really hyped it up.
Yeah.
It sounded like it was going to be the best thing I've ever had.
It doesn't sound like something people just make a choice for on their own. So you typically need to be referred to eat that.
That's
so
how you get kids to eat random things.
Yeah.
How old were you when you?
12.
12. Oh, yeah. Dad set you up on that one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, running right along with that same topic, why'd you choose LCC to attend and start taking classes?
So I grew up in Hastings, which was pretty small. We had a graduating class of around 160, I think, and I knew I wanted to go to a university, but I didn't know how well I would do with the shift from a really small school to like a bigger school like MSU or U of M. So I decided to start at LCC, where I would be able to have a little bit more like one-on-one time with like professors, but then also get a good college experience as well out of it.
Awesome. Sounds like a very transitional kind of period, you know, working up to the ultimate goals. Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So in with the bio or the information that you sent, you have a lot.
In a good way.
So three associate degrees. You have hobbies that you're into, things like that, part of two different clubs. How do you manage or balance everything? And on top of that, being a college student, obviously, but how do you manage so much at one time?
A lot of it is how I schedule. Like, I love to color code my planner. Like, I know where I'm going to be every minute of the day.
Super organized.
I was not like that in high school, but getting into more things in college really kind of gave me like the motivation I needed to start looking into my schedule and managing it well.
Yeah. Is that something you did on your own, or was there somebody who helped you through that? How'd you get to that point?
I started doing it on my own, and I was not very good at it. Like, I would just pencil things in, and then I would like forget about it, and I wouldn't look at my planner again. Mm. But at my work, I work in the legislature as an intern, and we have like a very color-coded, organized Google Calendar. And I was like, well, if I can do it here, I can do it for myself. And so I started rolling with it.
Yeah. Just needed that little bit of inspiration.
A big part of being successful in college is managing time. I tell that to students often. Balance your time right. You could be a full-time student, full-time parent, full-time everything else, and you are on top of it. And then it can be the opposite where, you know, not so much responsibility, 4 to 8 credits, whatever, and you just struggle due to most times managing or lack of managing time well. So
yeah, and that's a huge skill just, you know, going on to larger life. So huge that you were able to, you know, kind of get a handle on that. I know Laz mentioned this. You were involved in multiple student organizations during your time here, which is really cool. What would you say to encourage other students to get more involved in that since you had such a big role?
I would say find something that you're passionate about. Like, there are so many student organizations here at LCC that there is really something for everyone. And for me, it was really big to find a group of people that had similar interests to what I have. And then they're able to like build on what I already know. And we have like a lot of really good conversations.
That's awesome. Did you do your own legwork to get connected with that? Or did you have someone kind of help you get in? How'd that all get started?
Both of them were recommendations from professors that I had at the time. So Professor Giles got me interested in the Political Science Student Association as he was like restarting it up. And Professor Kali got me interested in the Anthropology Club because she knew that I was really interested in it. And at that time, I hadn't decided that I was going to do an anthropology degree. And she's like, well, just come to our clubs and like see if you like it. And well, I really did.
There you go. Put you onto an entire degree.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
That's how it happens sometimes. All right. So you have different interests, video games, sewing. That's a very interesting one. And cooking. What other hobbies are you interested in, or what's your favorite thing about any one of those that you mentioned?
I really like to play video games in my free time. Okay. Because it helps me stay connected to some of my friends. So like, not all of my friends are readily available to come to Lansing and hang out, and I can't go and visit them at like their colleges and stuff. So it's really nice to like keep us connected, and then like usually there's like a goal that we're working towards. Like if we're playing Minecraft, we're like, oh, we're going to get to the end. And we say it every time and we don't. But but it's really nice to like kind of have that time to like collaborate and like catch up with people.
Yeah. Well, and one thing you've kind of touched on as well is it is possible to be doing a lot in terms of class, student life, and still get to do the things that you like to do. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a really important thing for students to know is, if you can manage things well and like you've done, create a good schedule for yourself, it still opens you up to have time for all those personal things that you like to do. So yeah, just your experience, I think, speaks a lot to that and is a really good testament to what's possible, you know, getting into everything as a student.
Yeah. And you need that balance. You can work every single day, but you need that balance. You need that downtime. You need that time for yourself, hobbies, whatever, interests. Even if you just sit in silence and enjoy the peace, like you just need that balance. So that's good. That's really good.
This was one thing I wanted to make sure to get into with you. And you touched on this earlier, your experience as a legislative intern. Can you tell us a little bit about that? So also you're planning on being a legislative attorney, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Those, at least from our standpoint, sound like high pressure environments. Can you tell us a little bit from the inside? What's the vibe like there? Is it pretty high pressure or... you know, just how does that feel?
I would say sometimes it is high pressure, just because like we might get super busy, especially at like the end of the legislative season. But in the office that I work in particular, like I have a lot of really good coworkers in our office who like check in with me and like make sure I'm doing okay. And so like from that standpoint, like, yes, there is pressure, but it's also remedied with like going out to lunch and just hanging out and talking about like our lives and our cats and stuff like that, which is really nice.
I like that. Have you seen any growth in yourself over that time from those experiences?
Oh yeah. Like I was talking about earlier, I was not a scheduled person. I was like, I'll just go when I go. But being a legislative intern, I've really like started getting more into the legislature. So like before I wanted to be a criminal prosecutor and I kind of was working more with like research and stuff in the office. And I decided that I wanted to do more of work like that. So like researching bills and finding out how they could be applicable in Michigan was something that was like really starting to call to me. So like I kind of like switched my trajectory a little bit with that. And yeah,
that's really cool.
Interesting. So you have a lot of, again, 3 associate degrees. Congratulations, by the way. That's really hard.
Yeah, round of applause.
That's especially all at once. Now, 3 associate degrees, you're moving on to eventually bachelor's, master's, and even your doctorate. Was education a big thing in your family, or what made you decide that you want to go that far, or at least what inspired you, I guess?
Oh, that's a really good question. So my parents are both first-generation college graduates.
Okay.
I believe, I'm pretty sure. and so they really put the importance of education to me and my siblings. So they encouraged us to do well in school, to get involved in clubs and activities, and to explore what we liked while we were in high school to figure out what we'd want to pursue later on. And so Yeah, my parents were a very big motivator in going to college and starting to look at things that I liked and making sure that it was okay if I like changed my mind or wanted to explore more than just one thing.
Mm, okay. So a lot of support from parents. That's good. You have siblings, you said. Well, in the bio, you said that you had siblings. What about them? Is there like more pressure? If like, is there like a competition between siblings? Who's going to go the furthest? Or is it just supporting of each other regardless?
Generally, we're all very supportive of each other. Okay. We have like kind of bigger age gaps. So like my older brother's 8 years older than I am. And my older sister's 4 years older than I am. So when I was just starting high school, like Jess was just starting college. And so getting a lot of support and like them telling me what they were thinking was going wrong and like how to avoid that. And then my little sister is about 2 years younger than me. And so I've been helping her with like scholarship essays and stuff like that that she says are very important to her.
Cool.
It sounds like your family's been a huge part of the whole journey.
Oh, yeah.
Both before you ever really started, you know, kind of the heavy lifting of it. But even throughout, yeah, that sounds huge to be able to do that, but also like do it for your younger sibling. And
yeah,
you know, that's a really big thing. Very cool.
So you're not the mean older bullying type of sister then?
Not anymore. No.
Not anymore.
Grew out of that.
It's the past life.
Yeah. That's also what they teach you as a legislative intern.
Yeah, they teach you to not be mean to your little sister.
She's mean until she got that internship. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, that and we're not sharing a room anymore, so.
That's it right there.
Easier.
Those are key. That's it.
Those are key. Yeah.
Whose side of the room is the dirtiest? That's the one that gets bullied.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know we've covered a good amount of what you've accomplished so far, but just looking ahead, you know, you still have plans both academically and professionally. And so you spoke to this a little bit, but just as you look ahead at what you want to do, you're getting into some pretty important work. So what kind of impact do you want to have on the world as you continue forward from LCC into education and career and all of that?
I really want to be able to help people who are maybe in like marginalized positions or who are really struggling. Like I want to be part of the process that like fixes it. And I think the way that I can do that best is through the legislative process. So really looking at doing research on bills and writing bills that I know are going to make like a meaningful, impactful difference for people.
Yeah. Has that brought just cool experiences too with getting to meet people and hear stories? Like, is there anything that's come out of that so far for you?
Yeah. Especially like at work, as I mentioned earlier, grew up in kind of a smaller community. And so at work, like we get advocacy groups from all over the state and getting to hear some of their life stories and the reasons behind what they're advocating for is like really inspiring to me. And then getting to see like how an advocacy day can lead to like a bill being drafted and researched and then going through the legislature really inspires me.
Yeah. And I think also it's really important for people to feel like they're able to be heard. And so it sounds like you've been able to be that resource for, you know, different individuals and groups of people that hopefully you're able to continue to make a difference for.
Yeah.
Well, Abby, this was fun. It's always good to get to know students on a deeper level. And we know, or at least I have confidence in you, that you will go on to do a lot of good things for, you know, not just yourself, your family, the community, everybody. So great work. Keep it up. I know you've probably heard that before, and it's a cliche saying, but keep up the good work. But thanks again for joining us today and being a guest on our show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And thanks again for listening to the Success Stories podcast. If you are interested in being a guest on our show, connect with us at success-stories@lcc.edu. And to listen to all the other shows that LCC has to offer, go to lccconnect.com.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to
Student Success Stories.
To listen to this episode
or previous episodes of Success Stories,
visit lccconnect.com.
We want to connect with you
and learn about your successes.
So if you or any other LCC student wants to share their story,
connect with us at success-stories@lcc.edu.
Everyone has a success story.
Let's hear yours.